the Public News Service Doha Newscast, November the 16th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. A new analysis of 2022 census data has uncovered a troubling trend. Danielle Smith reports for Public News Service. The uninsured rate for Pennsylvania children worsened during the final full year of the COVID-19 pandemic.
The 2023 State of Children's Health in Pennsylvania report found more than 145,000 children are without health insurance. Becky Lutwick with Pennsylvania Partnerships for Children emphasizes that despite the Medicaid continuous coverage and other flexibilities in place during the public health emergency, Pennsylvania is among a few states that observed a decline in the rate of children having access to health insurance.
We did see the uninsured rate get worse for children. It went up to 5.2%. And, you know, that's a pretty significant increase from the previous year, which was 4.4%. And we were surprised because we expected at least, you know, stable or improvement to the coverage like many other states have seen during this latest census round.
Lutwick says children are facing greater barriers to accessing health insurance compared with adults. The exact reasons for this disparity are unclear, but data suggests that some children may not be properly enrolled in Medicaid, despite being eligible.
Next, a Georgia judge will issue an order barring the public release of sensitive evidence exchanged by lawyers before the trial in the criminal election interference cases against Donald Trump and his co-defendants. That from CNBC. They report the protective order was sought by prosecutors in the Fulton County DA's office after a media leak of interviews of attorneys Jenna Ellis and Sidney Powell. And the lifetime likelihood of imprisonment for black men has changed significantly from one generation to the next, according to the Sentencing Project. In 1981, one in three black men were likely to be imprisoned at some point in their lives. By 2001, numbers decreased to one in five. The report co-author Nazgul Gantnush.
When we look at the total U.S. prison population, it's declined by 25% since 2009. Mississippi has been reducing its incarceration level as well by 22% since it reached its peak level in 2008. However, Mississippi has a much higher rate of imprisonment than the rest of the country.
In Mississippi, according to the Prison Policy Institute, the incarceration rate is just over 1,000 per 100,000 people. Mississippi, along with Arkansas, Louisiana, and Oklahoma, has an incarceration rate that's about 50% above the national average. This is Public News Service. Now to Montana, where residents of the town of Lincoln are working to create a new economic development plan that adds recreational opportunities and wilderness while also preventing wildfire.
Lincoln is a sliver of privately owned property nestled between huge swaths of public lands along the Continental Divide. It came of age during the 1800s gold mining era. When the gold panned out, Lincoln shifted to logging. Now, with that practice limited, the town has developed a new plan for its viability. Bill Sear has lived in Lincoln for most of his life and says the Lincoln Prosperity Proposal is the next step toward economic success, while also creating a new wilderness area and preventing catastrophic wildfires. It also allows some logging and adds trails for motorized vehicles, mountain bikers, and hikers, all of which appeal to recreation enthusiasts who come from Great Falls, Helena, and Missoula.
A lot of those people living in those larger communities commute to Lincoln on the weekends to hunt, to fish, to camp, to go hiking, to go motorbiking or four-wheeling or whatever their form of recreation is.
I'm Mark Moran.
And it is American Education Week. Eric Tegenhoff tells us school librarians' roles in students' lives are in the spotlight.
Elizabeth Roberts is a teacher librarian with the Bellevue School District. She says librarians in Washington State provide programs that get students engaged, such as the Washington Library Association's Book Awards. Roberts says when the book list is created, the selection committee thinks carefully about what stories are being told and who is being represented.
We know that it is important that when students are reading, they are getting viewpoints both that reflect their own experience and that are a window into other people's experiences.
American Education Week is celebrated every year the week before Thanksgiving. And finally, our Catherine Cawley Report, students at the University of New Hampshire are joining many college students nationwide in demanding the Biden administration call for an immediate Israeli ceasefire in Gaza.
A coalition of student organizations will hold a rally today to raise awareness of U.S. financial and military support of Israel and the suffering of Palestinian civilians. Second-year student Adina Essen says students are frustrated with President Biden and the Democratic Party's lack of action.
They make it sound like they care, but when it actually comes to doing something like holding the Israeli government accountable for their war crimes, they don't say anything about that.
Essen says a previous rally drew more than 70 students, and she expects more people will turn out today. She says it will be a peaceful space for people to gather and share information on how to best contact New Hampshire's congressional delegation.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.